You are now listening to a Doc Martin production.
Get those birds, Kraken! No!
They say the meek will inherit the earth. We say the nerds are already in control. Welcome to the Freckin' Nerds, episode number 257. I'm your host, Doc Martin, and joining me... Well, he was supposed to join me in studio, but he decided he didn't like nachos and didn't want to hang out with me and everything else that he spoke. Yeah, get out of the meat, cat. He spoke bad about. That would be Mr. Kennedy! Mr. Kennedy! Who apparently got help from his son today on his testing so he could ace it.
That was yesterday.
Okay, sorry, it was yesterday when I read the Facebook post. He apparently blacked out and woke up and he had aced his test is what he said.
Everything except for the math.
Oh, he didn't do good on the math?
I did all right on the math. Like, I get to skip, like, the basic math class, and I have to go to quantitative mathematics.
Ooh.
But
quantitative.
I don't know. It came back to the shit. I didn't do good on this in high school, but the, like...
Yeah! Get out of the way!
But, like, slopes and equations like that, I just... Yeah.
You didn't... All right. But you did well on most of the other tests.
Yeah, I out of 8, because you had to type this essay that was like 600 words long.
Oh my god!
And the highest score you could get was 8. I got a 5.
All right.
So
bad, but not horrible.
And then I got a 97 on my reading comprehension. So
out of 100.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you can read. Excellent. All right, and also from the East Coast, it's the man, the legend. It's Joshua.
You know what? I can dig that. I can dig that. That's my entrance song. You know what? Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. That was me. And I was like, oh, he's got the beat from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it.
All right.
I cosplay as that guy, and yeah, it's me.
Yeah,
Caraballo.
Got over with McDonald's and all that and everything. That whole fiasco. Ah, excellent. Well, you want a new Xbox controller, then you're going to have to eat at Taco Bell. Venom director talks upcoming films, and the DC tries to kill off Jason Todd again. But that'll bring us to our first thing in tech news, and UK apparently is finally abandoning its unworkable porn block plan. We talked about this last year, where they were trying to keep underage people from accessing porn on their computers, and actually were making you go to a store and sign up for age verification. We had to buy a porn pass sold over the counter at retail stores, which that sounds fun. So they allow you to get on, and there's a lot of complaints that happen with it. Probably the fact that a lot of people could figure out how to way to bypass it. Twitter and Reddit were allowed to keep doing porn without any kind of shutdowns or access of it. And I guess the biggest news coming out of it was they were trying to figure out regulators, like who was going to be in charge of it and who was going to handle the content control. And I guess Pornhub had one of their groups set up to do it. And then the other websites started complaining that they feel like Pornhub might have made a monopoly of denying access to other sites and letting sites push through theirs. So it became a whole mess. Kennedy, would you go to, like, Walmart to buy your porn pass?
No.
All right.
No.
Like, do you think this would, like, if they did that, have to do it, like, at, like, liquor stores? Like, where would you feel comfortable going to buy your porn pass if you had to do that here in America?
I mean, a liquor store would be okay, or even one of the sex shops that are around, but... Yeah, like, well, no to Walmart. Like,
I like how you ask Kenny that question and just like ignore me.
Well, I'm bringing him into the show. I will easily follow that question. What about yourself, Joshua? Where would you feel like the most comfortable place for you to go buy it?
Nowhere, because I'm still going to find porn in the safety of my own home. Well,
we know you could easily find it on Twitter since you share it so randomly with everyone. And
I don't share regularly.
Then constantly commenting with cam models on your Twitter page.
I don't comment like them. I just, retweet them.
That's the same thing, right?
I guess.
Who is doing what to themselves right now?
That is Joshua beating it.
Oh, can you hear that? Sorry.
Yes, we can hear that.
Just move your controller further away from your mic.
Are you trying to...
It is further away from my mic. It's all the way down.
No, just like click, 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 click.
I don't know how you can hear that shit.
Oh, we can hear it clearly.
Oh, all right. Oh, my bad.
It's all right. Did you get up or did you die?
No, I'm about to get to the exit, so okay. I'm good. I'll stop playing. Forget it.
Walmart is looking to do a direct-to-fridge in-home delivery service. It's available now in Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Vero Beach, Florida. The idea behind the service is that you can order any groceries you may need through the company's mobile app, and then a delivery person will come to your home and stock your fridge for you.
That's cool. I was going to say, Kroger's delivering groceries now, but they're not stocking your fridge with it.
No, these people would come into your home and stock up your fridge for you.
I couldn't do that. They'd find the dead bodies.
Excuse me, Bateman.
Let's see. Each associate would
wear... Mama wouldn't like that.
Each so-called associate is wearing a camera so to ensure the safety of their operation. What they're going to do is connect it up to a level home smart lock or Nortec garage door controller that allow them to enter. After the first month, there's a monthly fee of $19.95. And you have to order at least $30 for them to come out and set that up.
I feel like if you don't order more than $30, then what the fuck are you wasting your money for?
Well, yeah. But do you feel comfortable? Like, Joshua, like if you're at work and do you buy groceries for your house? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So would you feel comfortable just random people walking into your home and loading up the groceries?
Yes. I think we had this conversation. This is like akin to like the Amazon where
they would drop off the packages at your door.
And they would go in your house and leave it like nice and neat in your house. And I'm like, what was the purpose of that?
But you know what people would do? It's like my parents when they have the cleaning service come over. You probably we got Walmart coming over tomorrow. We better make sure the house is clean for them when they come in.
I mean, it's a good idea, but just,
You haven't lived with a woman, have you?
I've lived with
a woman. Well, like a female of your age.
Yes, I've lived with a female of my age.
And she never worried about cleaning if somebody was coming over?
No, because she was...
Stacy, would you feel like if we ordered the Walmart to come in here, you would feel like you need to get this house straightened up for them to walk in? Yes.
She was just as lazy as I was when it came to cleaning.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, that sounds horrible. That's how I live.
So, but like I said, that's kind of invasive. I think they should make a thing where like they'll call you like, hey, we're gonna come with your stuff at this time. Make sure you're home. Like that's as far as they should.
Yeah, but then it's the weird thing of standing there watching them like as you play Dead by Daylight or whatever you're playing, and then walking into your house and loading the groceries and then walking out the door.
While I'm here?
Well, then where else would you be at?
Well, because what's the purpose? What's the difference between someone just saying, ding dong, we have your groceries, and me taking them, as opposed to someone going, ding dong, we're here to load up your groceries. Well, and I'm like, all right,
well, yeah,
come in here. Like, you're just, you know what that is? Setting up another WALL-E situation. You're just making
Dude,
it.
Dude, I'm thinking Idiocracy, not WALL-E.
This is a WALL-E situation.
Well,
but
what happens, like, let's say you're a single guy. And you don't have time to go to the grocery, but you could have somebody come into your house and, like, put everything you've picked on your mobile app and load it up into your, so when you get home, everything's there.
See, joke.
Okay, what you just said right now, what, I'm not there, so it's there when I get there.
Yes.
No. Like, I don't want nobody that I don't know in my house.
But they're going to wear cameras.
Regardless, I just still don't want anybody.
All right.
That's some... That is some fucking Robin Williams fucking 1 hour photo type shit.
Is that what happened? Like he dropped off the photos?
They dropped off the photos and he would like look at them and find out where they live. Oh. He would go. He went to their house and just
creepy.
Like, yeah, took a shit. You know, took a shower. Jeez. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Kennedy, if like you didn't have other people living in your home, would you do this by your like if you were just single?
No.
All right.
Like, I feel like you single people really... are just like they can't do anything on their own. They need help.
Well, let's say they. All right, let's say.
I feel like this is for elderly, disabled people.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was alluding to. I was like, if I'm quadriplegic, then yeah, I need someone to fucking.
Well,
do that
makes sense.
Because then otherwise you're gonna have to pay a nurse to come in and load your shit in.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna get weird when they say, "Do you need any help with anything else?" and they start rubbing your hand.
There was a meme on Facebook for the longest time talking about how eventually it's going to get where like you wake up in the middle of the night and somebody's putting pajamas on you and you look up and you're like, what the fuck? And they're like, shh, this is part of Prime now.
Why would you have to put pajamas on you when you're sleeping?
Because it's Prime.
Just do you sign up for service? Like, I need, like, at certain point in the night, put pajamas on me?
You're thinking about it too hard, Doc.
I know I am. All right. AMC Theater is going to launch its own service for renting and buying digital films. And I will point out to you, because I had this discussion at work, everyone listening, no, it is not first-run movies that are AMCs. It is movies that are going to on-demand anyway. AMC will just have it on another service that you could download from.
My dumbass thought they were, like, certain movies were for free.
Oh, and no, they're definitely not for free.
My friend at work was like, no, I think you read that wrong. I was like, no, it's like 2,000 movies, and they're all for free. And then you can rent and own. And he's like, I don't think you read that right.
Each film.
You know what I thought about when I got up this morning?
What?
That I needed another app to download.
Download movies. Each film is going to cost you about $3 to $5.99 to rent, or if you want to buy it, $9.99 to $19.99. Now, some are saying maybe what AMC should do is if you're part of that AMC stub members or A-listers, that when you go to a movie, why not give you like a digital download when that movie becomes streaming available for you? Maybe a one-time rental, or you get ownership of it. Like, how would you?
They offer you reward points though for every movie you rent on the site.
Yeah, but you know, why would they? Why are they trying to bring this in with all the other? You got Amazon, you've got Apple, you've got Vudu, and all the other things.
Look at the big picture here, though. Like, what is the end game for them? Is like, we want to be able to. If this is successful, we can make a pitch saying we can offer movies in the comfort of your home that just came out.
What would you be willing to pay to see, like, Joker, except for how you paid for it, Joshua?
Which is zero. yeah, like, if it's a movie and I don't want to go to the movie theater, like, just offer me, if it's a fee, you know, what do? They charge you a service fee for buying the tickets online?
Yep.
Well, not me, because I'm a Stubbs member.
Ooh.
But if they offered me what the movie cost to go to the movie theater, or convenience fee and shit like that, as long as it's not more than $20. But the thing is, though, I'm paying for that, you know, that's one person. So what's it to say, like, hey, five people are watching this movie and I only paid, like, that one ticket?
That's why I don't think they would do, like, a $20 or something. Like, they do have those where you can rent them. I think they charge, like, $100 for, like, one rental. And you have to buy, like, a $100,000 unit to get it.
So,
and they don't want, and they also don't want you to stay at home. They want you to come to the theater, because otherwise,
I know, if it makes sense, though, I think it's gonna get to that point, though.
Okay.
Like it's a one time, like, but the thing is, though, it's probably like a one time viewing.
Way better looking Chucky. Sorry, we're having another conversation. Kennedy, do you think you just said there's just too many of these apps that we don't need?
There's literally, like, what the fuck do we need that for? We don't.
Yeah, but you know you're getting the NBC app when that comes out.
No.
You're not, well, how are you going to watch your friends?
You.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to pirating.
For that.
So Kennedy, is the most watched Friends episode, is that the one where they're doing the competition to find out who knows each one better?
I wouldn't say that was the number one episode, but
I was watching a thing of like most watched scenes in a show, and that was like number two of that.
I would say that the prom video would be number one.
Oh, okay.
The one where Ross was like about to take it to the prom. The date came in. That's such a stupid.
And then Rachel actually goes up and kisses him afterwards. Yeah, I would say that was like the number one.
He's big. Thank you. All right, then, gentlemen, that will bring us to our.
Let's go down to the lobby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it didn't want to work today.
You know, Josh, when you're in town during the summer next year, maybe we should take you out to the drive-in.
Yeah, if you want to. I don't know if anybody is aware of this, but I will be in Kentucky more frequently because I don't know if Doc knows this, but I doubt it, but Matthew is going to be a father, and I will be visiting more frequently to be a part of that child's life.
Well, there you, are you going to try to raise him the right way or something? Or
no, I don't
know. No, he's got to be there to do the opposite. He's got to.
Yeah,
no, because they already they need.
Don't go down that hole. Don't go down that hole. But I.
You ever see the movie with Macaulay Culkin where he gets a dog?
Shut up! I don't want to. I don't want to have to justify not being on this show. Anyway, so I'll be in town more often. I told him, I was like, I'm going to every birthday until the 13th birthday. After that, I ain't coming no more.
What kind of Jewish shit is that?
Wow.
Wait,
did you just say what kind of Jewish shit was that? Is that what you just, Jesus Christ.
The 13th birthday is the when they become a man. That's the bar mitzvah.
Well, my philosophy
that's
is
how
like
you're
he's
playing
gonna be
it.
The child will be a teenager, and they don't need me around for their teenage birthdays.
Oh, they do.
That's the exact opposite thinking, Joshua.
No, I mean, I'm still going to send the kid money or something like that, but I'm just not going to.
Well, how often does that mean you're going to be coming around?
I probably will visit maybe 2 to 3 times a year.
Ooh.
On top of like my usual schedule. So.
Ooh.
You got Con K for like the next 10 years. Yay! And that's still a thing.
We'll find out next year.
If it's not better this next year, we got to find something else to do.
I don't know. I think it would be cool to go up to Gen Con, but I don't know if we could all.
That's what I was thinking, Gen Con.
I think we'd have a good time. All right, well, in movie news, Venom director Ruben Fleischer says that
they're not even directing it, though.
No, he directed the original Venom movie.
Yeah.
Yes. He's on tour right now talking because he directed the most recent Zombieland movie. So they're out there asking him, well, will Tom Hardy's Venom be meeting up with Tom Holland's Spider-Man? And he said, you know what? Sony is building towards that. Of course, Sony is building towards that. That's what they want. I just feel weird that you've already baby-faced Venom. Why is there going to be a confrontation between the two?
Okay, so let me ask.
Go ahead,
sorry,
go ahead.
A question here, because we had this on our show on the show before. Wasn't there an interview where the lady behind Venom was like, "Yeah, we're in the same universe," and like one of the guys gave her a weird.
No,
look,
it
like,
was
no,
yeah, it was
not.
Amy Pascal who's in charge of all the Spider-Man things, and Kevin Feige was like, "No, he did the." He did the Jonah Hill thing. Like, no, that ain't happening.
He did the Jets coach look.
Yeah.
Okay, so explain that because you just skipped over a lot here.
What did I skip over?
What did she say?
She was talking about how that I think that Venom could show. Well, no, she said like, oh, and then maybe Venom could be showing up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and he was just like, no.
Okay, so that's what that was. It wasn't Spider-Man. Gotcha.
And then at the time. Tom Holland's Spider-Man was under, in essence, Marvel control. Like, Sony could not utilize him in any fashion because they didn't want them to screw up the character, which ultimately they're going to.
Which, well, now that he's got that promotion to be over
everything
Marvel media-wise, I mean.
Like, how's he going to have time to work on Star Wars stuff if he's now in charge of everything?
Because I think they pretty much, like, it's like they're going to be like, hey, he's going to okay and, like, not okay shit.
Okay. So he's the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, yeah, like, hey, we have this idea, and he's going to be like, oh, okay, as opposed to, like, not okaying shit.
Gotcha.
So maybe we won't have that problem anymore where, like, him and Sony can't come to, like, an agreement.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, you know? So we'll see.
Well, they want to continue working with him. I think they felt strong with him being a part of it, because that was the one complaint, is that they felt like he wasn't going to be enough there for them.
Yeah.
Now he has to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, with Fleischer stepping down from the Venom sequel, we're getting Andy Serkis, who, if you may remember, did the mo-caption for Lord of the Rings series and also directed the Legend of the Jungle Book, which I don't think anybody watched.
I got bad reviews on fucking... Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really have high hopes. It's probably still going to make money. Because for some reason,
I don't know about that.
People went to go see Venom for some unknown reason.
Especially with that wig.
Oh God! Speaking of that wig, it looks like Carnage will have company in Sony's upcoming Venom sequel. The Marvel character Shriek, has been incorporated in the plot of the sequel that's coming out October 2nd, 2020. This is according to two sources close to the project. Do you guys know who Shriek is?
No.
She's the one that kind of looks like Kraven and the symbiote fucked.
Yes. She's a drug dealer named Francis Bearson, who became the volatile Shriek after severe trauma allowed her latent mutant powers. But they're not going to allow her to use mutant powers. She can use sonic energy blast, flight, and ability to stir up dark and violent emotions in others.
So she's not someone who's been taken over by a symbiote?
Nope. She's going to be an opposite.
It's not symbiote. It's symbiote. How'd you say it?
Gosh.
Symbiote.
She said it so wrong. Nobody corrected
her. I'm like, damn, Jenny Slate kind of ruined this. Symbiote.
They left it in the trailer. Nobody was just like, that... sounds wrong. Should we keep it?
No. A lot of people, people who watched that show, was like, even me, I was like, what the fuck did she just say?
I know. It was like, it was quickly, like, huh? Soon as you heard it, it was like, no.
I was like, are we in England where they pronounce every letter?
It was like when I heard Todd McFarlane talking about, like, Image Comics that were breaking out, and he was talking about Saga, and he goes, yeah, I really enjoy Saga. It's really good. I was just like, what? Saga? No. Jesus. Todd.
What are you, from fucking Boston?
That's where he was. I don't know where he's... Yeah. He was like...
Saga.
I really enjoyed Saga.
When I was a kid, we used to play Saga.
If I'm shooting this, I would have instantly stopped and going, what are you saying? It's Saga. Saga, not Saga.
Yeah.
I
look forward to seeing it because I love Venom, and I'm so happy we get to see Venom and Spider-Man, because that's kind of like, you know, they go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other.
Oh,
you know?
They did.
And it made no goddamn sense. But still.
No. Well, with the Joker movie making a lot of money right now.
That proved us wrong, huh?
Yeah, it did. Like I thought, like it would just start to fall apart, but it's actually a good movie if you don't get removed from, you're not allowed to go see it at a Cinemark near you.
Like, you know what? You didn't tag them in that tweet there, buddy.
I rewrote it and tagged it, but apparently they don't give a fuck. Like I have sent it to corporate, I've tweeted it, and nobody gives a fuck about a white person being discriminated against.
Yeah, white people.
You've discriminated us enough. Just deal with it. All right. It's fine. Okay. But apparently, the one person that's not happy with the success of the Joker movie is another person who played Joker. Can you guess, Joshua, who it is?
Shit. It can't be Nicholson because he's too old to even care.
Well, he's still alive, yeah. Too, so you give him
that. I know, but he's pretty much, like, you haven't heard much about him anymore, and from what I heard, he's kind of like, he has early-stage Alzheimer's.
Okay. You got Mark Hamill?
We got Mark Hamill. Jared Leto. There you go.
Correct. Jared Leto says he feels alienated and upset when Warner Brothers gave another Joker movie the green lights. He was really hoping that one in the Suicide Squad movie, he would be a bigger part. Which, by the way, they cut that movie. It looked like he was supposed to have. I felt like he was supposed to be the villain in that movie, and they were just like, nope. And then when you start to hear that they were going to do a solo movie with him, and people were like, why? And then the Joker Harley Quinn movie that they were going to do together, and again, I think a lot of people were like, why? And then then they made Birds of Prey with Harley Quinn, and still people are like, why? He's not going to be in that or the Suicide Squad reboot from James Gunn. So he feel like he's left out. He sucks.
First of all, even as a person, who an actor of his caliber, because, he's an Academy Award-winning actor.
Yes.
Caliber's a strong word.
But he won an Academy Award.
He was on My So-Called Life, people. Come on. It doesn't get better than that.
And then for someone to tell him, hey, we want you to do this version of the Joker. This is how we want to do it. And he didn't have the fucking wherewithal to just be like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. But he was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it my way. And I'm going to go with this. And it's like... Are you surprised that people didn't want to touch that Joker anymore?
I know. They had to go a completely different direction.
You see the common theme with all the Jokers, but his. You see how they are. There's a common theme there, right? His Joker, no, he looks like a fucking meth head.
He does.
Even the way he acted was kind of stupid. Would you die for me? No, yes. No. Would you live for me? What the fuck is that mean, huh? He didn't even laugh right, the Joker. I give him that. His laugh was okay. It was better than fucking fell on my head guy, but I don't know.
For what guy?
Fell on my head guy.
Definitely created a lot of memes, we'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
He fell on his head, and the trauma of getting hit in the head made him laugh uncontrollable.
Oh, okay.
slow person.
Some more casting news for the Batman movie that is going to be coming out. We already know that Robert Pattinson is going to be playing Bruce Wayne. And
young Bruce Wayne.
And then Jeffrey Wright is playing Commissioner Gordon, which seems kind of weird. And now the big news is they were trying to figure out who's going to play Selina Kyle and Zoe Kravitz. And this is not the first time she has played Selina Kyle. She also played her in the Lego Batman movie.
Like the Warner Brothers, they just throw things around. She played her in this movie. Fine, we got her.
Well, it was obvious.
They can do that, but they can't fucking keep going with Smallville and actually make it a movie. Whatever.
But her casting was obvious. They were going for a specific type of actress in there.
They wanted a black actress.
They did. It was the last four or five that they had on their short list where there was no color other than a black actress. So
I'd still watch Halle Berry put on a cat suit, just saying.
No, that movie's horrible. What are you talking about?
I didn't say the movie was good. I said I'd watch Halle Berry put on a cat costume.
Apparently, Zoe Kravitz almost was going to be in the Batman movies, the Christopher Nolan, but was told by, I guess, the casting director that they were not going for a urban look, and so they didn't need her reading for the role.
They got racist. That's what it was.
Some have speculated that she was playing the role of what Juno Temple played, Jen. It's a very small part.
Her lesbian lover?
Yeah. But they didn't... They didn't keep
that's
that.
That's what that was.
And then news just recently came out as early as today that one Jonah Hill, they did not give him enough money to be in the movie. That seems to be the rumor, is he was asking for more than anybody else.
You could work for pennies to Martin Scorsese, but you can't work for pennies to be an iconic villain in Batman?
Nope. And then I guess as the story came along, he was going to be playing the Riddler in the movie. The Riddler.
But he looks like a fucking penguin.
He does. No, he was going to be the Riddler. Now a big campaign push is for Bill Hader to play the Riddler. I think Bill would do a good job.
Why?
Why?
The Riddler is typically a young gentleman. Like,
what's wrong with Bill Hader? He's not old either.
He's not young.
What are you looking for? Like a 14-year-old kid? What's the age you're trying to work with here?
I mean, how old was Jim Carrey when he did it?
It's 40s, I think, right?
Yeah.
Late 30s, had to be.
I would say early 30s.
Well, Bill Hader's not that much older.
I'll do some fucking research real quick.
Yeah, do some research on that. Make it happen. So, yeah, no Jonah Hill will be in the Batman. I don't think anybody's upset, right?
Nope.
All right. Did you hear about speaking of Jonah Hill and the movie Superbad? This kid got pulled over by police. Well, no, he was standing on the curb drinking vodka. Police pulled him over and asked for his ID, and he was like, I don't have my ID with me.
Oh, I thought he was trying to go to a bar.
Oh, no. Apparently he was drinking vodka, and they busted him, and they asked for his ID, and he's, like, searching his wallet, and he had a McLovin card in there. And then he got arrested. He was McLovin.
Good for him.
Seth Rogen he said, finally, all my work.
He's like, my work here is done, right?
Yes. All right.
He was 33 when he did it.
Okay, how old is Bill Hader right now?
Hold on. What the fuck are you playing right now?
That's our TV intro. That's from, oh yeah, you're too young to know. You can't do that.
Bill Hader is 41.
See, so he's not that far off. You felt like Jim Carrey did a good job in that movie?
No.
Thank you.
I don't think anybody did a good job in that movie.
No. No.
Tommy Lee Jones couldn't save that fucking movie.
Yeah. No, that movie. Well, in TV news, you guys ever read... okay. Joshua, have you ever read the comic Bone?
No, I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
It was until Todd McFarlane's Spawn number 301 came out, or 302, I think. No, 302. It was considered the longest-running independent comic ever. And now Todd McFarlane's Spawn has taken over it. Netflix is picking it up and making it into an animated kid series.
Is it a kid's comic book, though?
Kind of.
Okay, then that makes sense.
The story follows the Bone cousins, the intrepid phone bone, the scheming phony bone, and the fallible smiley bone, and dizzy bone, and what were the rest?
Are you talking about Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah. On their adventure through a vast and uncharted desert that gives way to mysterious valley filled with wonderful and terrifying creatures. Time Magazine labeled it one of the 10 best graphic novels of all time, originally published from 1991 to 2004.
Is it Had a Mouse, or whatever the fuck it's called?
What's that?
The graphic novel for Bone?
No, it's Bone.
No, I'm saying, was it Ahead of Mouse as the top 10?
Probably not, because it's really hard to beat out Nazis and Jewish mouse. So, yeah.
No, Nazi cats and Jewish mouses,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think that's what it was, yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking that one probably was at the top. Okay. I would say the top 10 let's see if I can find it real quick. I'm betting The Watchmen is in there. Anybody else want to put a guess? Here we go. Joshua?
The Laughing Joke or the Killing Joke.
I would say The Dark Knight Returns would be on that, right?
Matt Damon.
Not Matt Damon.
No, that's how I feel when you guys start talking comics.
Well, this is good for you to know, right?
Sure.
All right.
Nobody cares.
Watchmen is in there. The Mouse, the Survivor's Tale. Professor Rubbers? It's that... one, I can't pronounce it. Polomar, the Help, the Heartbreak Soup Stories. Never read that. Jimmy Corgan, The Smartest Kid on Earth. David Boring. Batman, The Dark Knight Returns. Called it. Called it. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Blankets. And Berlin, City of Stones, Book One.
Berlin.
I think this is. Did you add one? Which one did you add? Yeah, I don't know. Fuckers with your blog, and I probably fucked that up. Never mind. We'll move on. But yeah, Bone's going to get a Netflix series, so another comic book is going to be made into a TV show very soon. Bring back Deadly Class. Moving on. Cult.
I second that.
Cult film Maniac Cop is being rebooted as an HBO series. If you remember the 80s, 90s cult horror film, Maniac Cop.
How did you not remember that?
Kennedy?
Jawline?
Kennedy, did you enjoy Maniac Cop?
I don't know Maniac Cop.
Bruce Campbell's in it. You should know it. Richard Roundtree, that Shaft
Kennedy's,
is in there.
I'm
Kennedy's
not on Bruce
man.
Campbell's dick.
I forgot Kennedy's the new man. I didn't watch that.
I thought Class was that also.
I mean, I watched stuff, though. That's the thing. It's like it just happens to not be the same shit you guys watched.
So, like, if we took Matt Kennedy in Class and we just common shows and movies that you should have seen, they would all fail, right?
No, see, because that's your opinion as should have seen.
What? You've seen Chucky, right? Child's Play.
Yeah, I saw Child's Play.
All right.
Saw the garbage new one, too.
Oh, it was horrible. It was not good. Not good. And I'll talk about those and the movies that I'm currently watching here in a little bit. My Halloween 30 Days of Horror movies. So we've gotten through a few. Josh, I've not watched Somar yet, or whatever the hell you call it. But it's coming. It's coming.
Midsummer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Midsummer.
Are you going to watch what you call it? Basket Case? Is that on the list of horror films?
Basket Case. Yeah. Is that an old
the
movie?
The first one? Yeah, that's an old
one. Ooh, I don't know if
I feel like you'll laugh more than be scared, but it's so stupid, but I figure cuz somebody I know somebody else is doing it right now, and that was one of the movies they watched. And I was like, oh, man, this is such an odd movie that spawned off, like, three direct-to-video sequels.
Well, that was, like, one I watched, Hell House, LLC. And we watched the movie, felt like it had a conclusion, and then, like, Stacey's doing some research, and she's like, you know they've made two other movies about this? And I was just like, why? Like, I'd never even heard of this movie until, like, randomly we found it on, I think it was on Amazon Prime or something. And, yeah, and so that movie, it's about these, oh, God, I guess, can we just write a horror movie where people, like, do things that, like, you should be doing? Like decisions
that
are...
That would take the fun out of it.
But it's like decisions are always, like, write good decisions that end up badly. Like, Haunt.
You know what? They did make a movie like that. It was called You're Next.
Yeah, and I liked it because they some of the
did
things.
Did you ever see that piece of shit?
Yeah, I saw it. You talking about the?
I mean, Kevin in the Woods.
Right things.
Are we talking about the like? You're Next is the one where they're at the house and they're being murdered by the other family members. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the one girl's like, I am a former military person and I can take care of myself. And then she sets the place up like it's fucking Home Alone or something.
But the best part was when they become severely scared of her, when they're like, how did you know how to do all this stuff? He's like, oh, I lived in Australia, and it was really bad. And I'm like, so I think that's a movie where, like, you do everything right, but then it backfired at the end because the cop got killed by a trap.
Oh, yes.
So.
I was watching Haunt, which some people were, like, talking up, like, oh, this is the best 2019 movie. It's not the best. I don't mean I haven't found the best horror for 2019. Haunt is not on the list. It's
Haunt.
It's about these kids that are at a Halloween party and they decided they're going to go to a haunted house. And one girl's breaking up with her abusive boyfriend and feels like he is following her. And then they randomly, when they pull over to the side of the road, this light comes up for a haunted house. Just randomly just pops up. And they're like, that's a sign. We should go there. And then they walk into it. And the first thing I've noticed is it's like the, if you've ever been to a haunted house, they're very tight quarters. You're not moving a lot in them. This thing had like people, six people could stand side to side in most of these rooms. I felt like these are big rooms. This is like Saul type of rooms. Like there's a lot of movement. You got some lights on, a lot of lights. You could see things, but not much is happening. And so when shit starts to go down, they all decide, I mean, isn't that a big spoiler of the movie? They all decide like, oh, we're going to go back the way we came, which one led them into this like little tight like corridor room that they had to crawl through. And if there's too many people in there, they were told that somebody falls through a trap door and then they get taken and put in part of the act. And they find an employee there who's wearing his mask and everything else, but he won't remove it. And so they decide, they're like, all right, we're going to go through there and we're going to get through and we're going to help. So there's three girls left. There's this chubby guy and then like the in shape guy who likes the final girl pretty much. The final girl has got the keys from the employee because she's going to take them. So their decision is to save themselves. They're sending the chubby guy first. And then, so let me give you all the scenario. You got the three girls. You got the worker there who's not taking off his outfit. And then a guy, another guy who's with that group, with the girls, who's actually got a weapon. Who do you send through to make sure that the fox doesn't eat the chicken? This kind of story.
The guy who's not taking off his mask because he's suspicious.
You sent him first?
Yeah.
Well, then couldn't he do something if he goes in first?
Well, because if he's not taking off his mask, it's kind of fishy.
Well, it is fishy. My plan was, well, they send the chubby guy. That's fine. And then I think you send all three of the other girls through. Because if something's going to happen with the guy with the mask, don't you want him with the guy with the weapon that's still in the same room with him?
No, because then he could possibly take away the weapon from the guy.
True. So what they did was they tell the girl with the keys, you're last, which felt really weird. like, you're going to die because we're making sure you keep the keys. Send the guy with the mask second through, who then boards up the door so they can't get through it. And the one, and then they send the guy with the weapon through after him, so he falls through the trap, leaving the three girls in the room with another killer that's coming in from the other side.
So at no point were they like, "Oh my god, this shit is real. We're gonna die. Someone's really trying to kill us."
Oh no, yeah, they felt that when one of their friends who fell through the door was used in a prop thing, and then that weapon that the guy has stabs it into her face and kills her. And they're like, oh, shit, we're going to die. And that's when they're like, yeah, hey, we need help. Because another girl got cut and another girl got her hand stepped on. And they were just like, we need to get out of here. We need help. And the guy was just like, okay, I'll help you. And he was very aloof, which you're just like, I don't trust this guy. And then, but the interesting part about Haunt is the bad guys and what they look like. A little not normal for your horror movies.
Yeah, that sounds like a stupid horror film.
So, yeah, no, it's considered by a lot as the best 2019 horror movie. And then one I saw, Harpoon.
Because there's a fucking abundance of horror films that come out in 2019.
I guess.
Didn't you consider The Joker a horror film?
It is. I feel like it.
It's not a horror film.
It's about a guy falling in head first into psychosis and murdering people.
No, you could say Taxi Driver was a fucking horror film.
It is a kind of a horror film, too.
And Falling Down is a fucking horror
film. It is. What if you would have ran into that guy in on the golf course and had a heart attack? You died. That's a horror movie.
No.
Josh, what are you watching?
I just finished Letterkenny, and I got to finish Insatiable.
Insatiable? What's that?
Yeah. It's a stupid Netflix show that's like about this girl that was fat. And she got, like, punched in the face by a poor person. And they had to wire her mouth shut for, like, 6 months.
So she lost all this weight.
And she becomes, like, really pretty.
Uh-huh.
And nobody recognizes her. So she reinvents herself and she becomes a beauty queen. And it just snowballs into, like, all sorts of shit. And, like, the second
It's literally season, an episode of Glee.
Yeah, it's basically Glee, but with, like, murder. So that's what I'm watching.
Hey, Kennedy, have you noticed that Joshua watches a lot of what they considered gay shows? Like, he loves...
Wow.
He loves...
Nope, not answering that one.
He loves Pose. He talks about it a lot. He loves the... What, the election? Is it called?
No, the Politician.
The Politician, yeah. He loves that. He said that's very...
Can I interject on something, though?
Okay.
Those two shows are by Ryan Murphy, and I love everything Ryan... Well, I didn't like Glee. I stopped watching American Horror Story, but I loved Nip Tuck and... Pose, I love, and...
Well, American Horror Story's fine for, like 6 episodes, and then just stop. Just do yourself a favor and stop, because you will hate yourself, because they just run out of ideas every season.
And American Crime...
That was good. Yeah, I like the OJ one. I couldn't get into the Versace one.
Yeah, those were pretty good. The Versace one kind of, it kind of missed on that one, but... I like that too. So, anything Ryan Murphy, you can't really. I mean, even though he's a gay man, he produces stuff that is gay. You can't really hold that against me because I like Ryan Murphy things.
Or would you like him to hold it against you?
I mean, you can hold it against me. I don't give a shit. I'm not gay. Like, my grandmother thought I was gay today, and I was like, no. Like, why would you think that?
Well, why would multiple people start to think that then?
I don't know. Today must be think Josh was gay day.
It's okay. I mean, if you are gay, we'll still love you. We will not think ill about you.
I know.
You.
I'm not gay. There's two women in your vicinity that know for a fact I'm not a homosexual.
Well, so. We may need to bring them on the show and quiz them on everything that happens. Because there's a lot of men stay married and that are gay that...
Okay.
We'll move on. Is that all you're watching?
I'm pretty much got to finish the last episode and then I got to figure out what else to watch. So.
Oh, okay.
Because awesome. I finished Letterkenny yesterday, so...
You just rolled right through it, didn't you?
Hell yeah!
Another TV show that was out in the 90s that's going to be coming to Disney's new Disney Plus service. And that is the... well, you may know this song. This should help you. We played a lot on the show, but... it's the X-Men, the animated series is going to be showing. But for some... And Joshua... He brought it up last week, but we really couldn't get into it.
Actually, read it.
And you read about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he, but you did bring it up. You brought up something, and so I investigated into what exactly he was. Why Marvel is getting sued over the X-Men: The Animated Series theme song? And it is coming from a Hungarian cop show from the 80s called Linda. And it's the. Apparently, their copyright infringements due to the song similarities. And so what I want to do now is I want to play the Linda theme song for you. And you tell me if you feel like if they've got a case here. Kennedy, have you heard the Linda song yet?
No.
All right, good. You're like, you'll be our...
I haven't either.
Oh, really? Okay, so good. Yeah. You're both my guinea pigs. Here we go. So, do you think
they don't have a case?
Kennedy, do you think they have a case?
No.
All right, let's continue on with the theme song.
I do have. I want to now file a complaint against Doc.
Oh.
All right, what do you guys think now?
Yeah, with that's kind of like a. That's kind of like a Vanilla Ice and the Under Pressure thing, where it's like...
I just wonder, are they getting sued because of the Disney Plus thing happening?
Yeah, and this is almost like 30 years.
Like,
right?
At any point, they could have sued either Marvel or Fox or any of them, but they saw Disney money, and they were like, we got a case, which they do.
But that part, though, that second part.
Do you want to keep playing it?
I mean, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, I'm gonna sue Doc for hurting my ears.
No, tell Xavier to fucking send him a brain freeze or something.
Linda ran from 1984 to 1991. The X-Men show ran from 1992 to 1997. I think they're gonna get a payoff.
Nah, not really.
You don't think so?
Shit.
All right.
I don't know. Disney might pay him off just to tell him to shut the fuck up.
That's what I'm thinking. They got enough money. Well, in video game news, On the DC Animated or DC Unlimited app, they had a poll for Titans asking, do they want Jason Todd to die or to live after the previous week's episode where we saw Jason Todd falling out of a building and Dick Grayson not really going to be able to save him.
Did Dick kind of like let him go, or like it seemed like it?
No, he was tied up, so they couldn't free him while Deathstroke was fighting them. So they had a hard time doing it. And this comes back to, Kennedy, did you know, like, back in 1988, they had a poll for Jason Todd in the Batman of Death and the Family storyline? Because apparently a lot of people hated Jason Todd in the comics.
Because he was a dick.
And he's a dick on the show, but he's our dick. He's not our dick.
Not my dick.
He's our Jason. I think the actor doing a way better job of Jason Todd than the original kind of comic book run. They did a 1-900 number, and a lot of people voted for Jason to die.
Wait,
like
1-900?
Oh, no, back in the 88. Yeah.
You had to pay for 1-900.
Yes. So back in 88, they did a 1-900 number, and people paid to make sure Jason Todd died at the hand of Joker. Which ultimately did bring him back as the Red Hood.
I was going to say he didn't die.
No, he did die. They had to bring him back in the Lazarus Pit.
No, that's not how it happened in the comic books.
Wait, what happened in the comic books?
It was because of an identity crisis, like a shift in the fucking...
So Jason Todd from another...
No, like he... Whatever energies occurred because of the identity crisis, something that happened with that, it fucking, like... awoken him in his casket because he comes out of his casket.
Oh, I thought they put him in the Lazarus Pit.
No, that was in the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
That was their way. But no, sorry.
All right. Well, thank you for everything.
In the video games, Joker kidnaps Jason Todd and tortures him into believing that Batman is the enemy until he becomes Jason Todd.
Right.
So.
Well, he kind of is. I mean, that's the reason he becomes Jason, or he becomes the Red Hood, is because...
Why do you say in the video games? Just say in Batman Arkham Knight.
Because he didn't know the name of it?
No, I mean, I know that I've got all of them, okay. But I mean, it's the video games.
And the video game.
Because he wasn't mentioned in the first one. He wasn't mentioned in the goddamn second one.
Or the prequel.
Or in Beginnings, where it was like...
In all fairness, I mean, that's because the fucking Batman universe is so fucking massive.
It's been around for a very, very long time.
Like, you literally do three more games and probably not mention any of the people you've mentioned so far.
But apparently, no matter what the decision was, it was not going to be affected. I don't think, like, he got saved.
They're kind of hinting towards him being the Red Hood, but the actor himself would have to take a year off.
I feel like Red Hood would be way too quick. Like, when they're bringing Jason Todd, they're like, we're going to get Red Hood. I was like, no.
No, because you have all this stuff in... Didn't he went down to Africa and a bunch of stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
To do the mercenary stuff?
I don't know.
Pretty sure that's how that worked out. Of course, my knowledge comes from the video games, but I assume some of that is translative. Like,
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you there, Kennedy.
We don't have the knowledge for you on that one. Microsoft is teaming up with Taco Bell once again to launch a limited edition Xbox One X console. Software giant unveiled a similar console last year with Taco Bell's signature ring when it was powered on. That sounds annoying. And this console will also have the same ring, but you also will be getting the Xbox Elite 2 controller early.
A controller that's supposed to be better?
Yes, that's what Kennedy says.
Oh, yeah, the Elite 2 controller is ridiculous. It's just ridiculously priced at the same time.
At $180 for a controller.
Yeah, fuck that. Like, that's a system.
You'll need to purchase Taco Bell's Double Chalupa box to try and win the special bundle, dubbed the Xbox One X Eclipse.
Hold on. Time out. Do we all know what's going on with Taco Bell at this moment?
Well, you're not going to get
beef thing?
You're not going to get meat in it. You'll get the chicken.
Regardless, like, do you want to like buy food from a place that had a meat recall?
I bought some today and didn't bother me at all.
You know what? You're a brave fucking man, Doc.
But I had the breakfast burrito, so
don't care. You're a brave fucking man, Doc.
It's all right. I've lived a good life, somewhat. No, no.
That's like with Chipotle. Chipotle had that fucking outbreak of E. coli.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't touch a Chipotle for a year.
A year? So you're not going to eat Taco Bell for a year?
I'm upset because I love that new cheese chalupa, but
fuck. Okay, that. Do you not remember the E. coli scare of 2005?
No.
Taco Bell?
No, because that was a biff.
That's why you can't get green onions at Taco Bell anymore.
Oh, no, not the green onions.
Oh, no, not the green onions. But, yes, this couldn't happen at a great, even better time.
So, yeah, go out there if you want to score one of the new Xbox Elite 2 controllers with the new system and have every time your Xbox turned on, hear the Taco Bell, thong, then go to Taco Bell, get yourself a chalupa, and get a chicken one. Do not have to get a beef
one. I love how Doc says bell.
Ah, this will be one for Joshua. Marvel Strike Force launches a new Halloween update.
Yay! I know about this.
Yes. They're adding two new characters in Ghost Rider and Elsa Bloodstone.
Not really. It's five. But okay.
Well, that's what they're saying here. A couple of characters are getting some...
Five characters, and one is like overpowered like a motherfucker.
Well, other characters are getting power upgrades. Doctor Strange joins the ranks of the Supernatural team. Baron Mordor and
you don't know shit about this. You're just reading off a thing. I know more about this than you. So shut up.
Just let Joshua talk.
Tell us, Joshua.
Well, yes, do for the Halloween.
How much do these characters cost for you to get them?
Right now they released Ghosts. Rider, if you pay $49.99, you get 55 shards and I believe 16,000 orb shards, which translates to eight orbs, and that's a chance to get more shards. You need 100 shards to make him whole, so you can get him. So yeah, you have the chance of getting him in the first shot, but if not, you get him on the second shot because you know. That's what happens. Elsa is going to have her own campaign, so you can get her for free if you meet the qualifications.
Uh-huh.
And the other three characters are Strife, Hela, and Mr. Sinister.
Ooh.
So that's... Holy shit, it's raining hard out here. But yeah.
Hallelujah. And
Mr. Sinister is like way overpowered like a motherfucker.
Is he?
Yeah.
I love how, as this goes forward, though, Joshua knows more and more how I feel.
I kind of do, because
you've passed me up at this point.
No, dude. Trust me. I think I'm never the only amount of money I'll spend on this game is like when they fuck up and they'll give us something for like $1.99. You know, because I found out the terminology: a whale is someone that spends money every chance they get. A dolphin is someone who spends money periodically, and then there's the free to play. So I'm like a dolphin right now, but I know for a fact, like, I've reached the point that I'm not going to spend money on a character, but I am debating on if I want to spend money on Mr. Sinister because he is so fucking overpowered, and I kind of want him before they debuff him.
Like, if you get him before he gets debuffed, you get the you get him.
You get to keep the original.
No, they'll just debuff him like with an update within like six to something.
They don't say debuff. Kennedy, what do they call it?
Nerf.
Thank you.
Nerfing. Right.
Yes. Thank you. Stop.
See, I know my lingo. Fuck you.
All right, so you're super excited and ready to, you say, not to spend money.
I'm tempted because like I was looking at Ghost Rider. I was like, I think I'm good enough that I can get Ghost Rider without spending money. But Mr. Sinister, like, if he's not a legendary, because the only people you can't buy are legendary characters. You have to, like, do the campaigns. And if they make him a legendary character, I feel like I'll be able to get him. But if not, I'm tempted to buy him.
Ooh. Who are you running with now?
Right now, I got the Brotherhood because I have Magneto, Sabretooth, Juggernaut, Pyro, and Mystique. But my go-to crew is Venom, Luke Cage, Spider-Man, Green Goblin, and fucking Wolverine. Because they're like the most powerful that I have right now.
All right. Well, then on that note, we'll bring the show to a close. Kennedy, what did you learn this week?
That Stranger Things is really just Dawson's Creek with creepy stuff.
I mean, what did you expect for a show that's got, like, grade school kids in it? There's going to be...
I don't know, man. It just was so much different the first season.
Those kids are getting older, and they had to kiss each other.
No, it was... That was overdone. Like, even if you were going for that type of show, it was over fucking done.
But that's what they had to do. Did you cry when Hopper, he went away?
You mean when Hopper jumped through to the Underdark or whatever?
We don't know
called.
If he did. He's looking for Barb.
Upside down.
Oh, we know.
Will
Barb
you shut
dead.
The fuck up about Barb? Jesus Christ.
We know she's dead, so it doesn't matter.
You know who doesn't know they're dead? Her parents.
No, they do know now.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Oh, wait.
Too low.
They were spending money.
They specifically think that she died of the leak now.
Oh, yes. The gas leak of season four of Community. Yep, I remember it. Joshua, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that if you send Doc Martin a message on Facebook while he's playing Overwatch, he doesn't listen to it.
Wait,
but Kennedy does.
No, you don't send it on Facebook. You send it on the thing.
Xbox, whatever.
Yeah. What? That's I was like pulling it up. I will have to check my Xbox and see if it's on there. Because I'm like, Joshua says he plays on this, but nothing ever popped up. No messages. Only message I get is like, you got to be a hacker. You're too good at Mora. I'm like, I know. Thank you.
I probably will get Overwatch, though.
You should, dude. Get it for, definitely get it for Xbox. I'll play the fuck out of it with you on Xbox. We can team up and we can talk. And you can main whoever you want to, as long as you give me Mora, and I'm happy.
Yeah, you can help me because I don't really know.
It's not that hard. You'll be
telling me what to do and stuff.
You just
how much
we play together
right
as a
now?
Team or against each other.
What's that? We play as a team.
Oh, good. Yes. So then I could just let you do all the work and I'll take all the credit.
No. Well, no,
Josh. You're... It's like a Borderlands meets Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
Well, Borderlands with unique characters, but Call of Duty where you're shooting people.
Okay.
Yes. But competitive, co-op, agenda-based. So, yeah. I learned this week that apparently if you talk about the female group in the end game getting together, get you kicked out of groups. Is what I learned this week.
Let's get into this.
Because he was very like he kept this close to the chest, and now he's gonna let us know what happened.
Well, no, I only know what I was told. I think from way, and Kennedy can always correct me at any point. Is I think I'm a little loud when I'm around people, and maybe being
you're not loud.
Maybe being loud intimidates individuals. And because I felt like my character, the way I played it, I played him right. The only person I ever messed with was Kennedy, and Kennedy can attest to that.
Right, but here's the thing about D&D. There are players who get into this thing where being a dick and just being like, oh, well, that's what my character would do.
No,
play like that.
I never was being a dick. I always went along with the things. I would make suggestions on like, let's do this, let's do that. And but I would be difficult for Kennedy because Kennedy wanted to buy random stuff for the bar. But I would never like stop and say, oh no, you can't do that. I'd just rib him a hard time. But did I do anything wrong on Quest when we went along?
I can't say that. I honestly, I think it's not just play-wise. I think it's just some people don't get along. Some people don't have that ability to click, and it happens. You know, and there's a thing in life where if you introduce one group of friends to another group of friends, it doesn't always go over well.
Well, you and Josh just connected, like two characters from never mind.
So here's the thing is I don't have an abrasive personality.
No, you're a nice guy. We all brought it up on the...
You're the least asshole of the group of guys.
There's like a very few people I do not get along with. Like, for the most part, I can fit into any group easily, but that also means that I go out of every group pretty easily, too.
Oh, so. don't leave us. We love you.
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere.
No, it got brought up and... The only thing that bothered me was when I brought it up a month ago and said, hey, I got removed from the message board. And they were like, we didn't want to annoy you.
No, that was No, that was true.
Oh, okay.
We did that because we were doing a group video call because Discord wasn't working.
Well, it wouldn't affect me because I have it on mute anyway, so I would have.
Oh, well, okay.
But yeah. See, that's.
I was literally trying not to bug you.
Oh, like, that well, was, that yeah. was, again, he's the nice one here, so no, I appreciate it. And then also I appreciate him, like, when I was like, hey, what am I doing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, hate to say this. And I was like, but it was more like, oh, okay, I'm cool. And then I got invited to another D&D group when I was talking about it at work. And this one girl I work with, she was like, yeah, I know guys are doing on Wednesdays and stuff. And I was just like, I don't know. I was like, it's got to take somebody very special to get me back into a D&D. I've been burned out now too many times.
At least you got you got Hero Lab now, so it makes things a lot easier.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we're still planning on running through a campaign of Rick and Morty down in Concave.
Yes, and, I just as soon as you get that in, need it so I can go through.
Well, it's pre-ordered, so I can't do anything until it comes to the house, man.
Right. I'm just saying, once it comes in, I need to get it from you. That way I can learn it before we go doing anything.
Yeah. And if anybody of the show or anybody that was in that group that's listening, you know, I enjoyed playing with most of you all, the ones that can make decisions quickly, which was my biggest problem. I'm like, why are you sitting playing on your Switch or your phone, and then when it's your turn, you're like, I don't know. Let me look at my character sheet. No! I already have a decision. Get ready to go. Move your character. Move, 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 move. That was my biggest issue, and I kept quiet. I was not a dick. I was just like, this
And the thing of that, too, no matter what group you join, I'm going to warn you now, you're going to have those people.
I know, I can't. I have people, like, I need Joshua already saying, you know what, I'm going to do a backflip and throw my sword right when we say, all right, what are you going to do? That's what I need.
Yeah, we had, actually, believe it or not, we had one guy who was even worse about it, like, not naming names, but he tried to play a wizard. And like he didn't know his spells at all.
Oh no!
What they did. And so
he would bring up something, and you guys would be like, "I wouldn't do that. You're gonna kill us all."
Right. That's literally what happened. He'd be like, "All right, I want to cast a fireball," and I'm like, "Isaiah, we're in a room that's like 9 feet wide, dude."
I like how he says, "I'm not gonna name him," but he just dropped his name.
I did drop his name.
Good job.
He don't watch his shit. I'm not friends with him anymore. So.
Oh, so fuck you, Isaiah. That one that Kennedy knows.
Oh, that's the group that Kennedy got out of real fast.
Yeah, he did.
No, he was actually part of the D&D group too, and he was no longer invited. So
no, but I did enjoy hanging out with Patrick and Kennedy as always, and Ben was a cool guy.
Yeah, Ben liked you. So
well, thank you. Yeah, I think
and I'm gonna try to get him to come to Concave.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think I intimidated the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. But thank you for being honest.
Can't be at all that you're very opinionated, and
I've been told that I'm an asshole on this show all the time. I think next week I'm going to do a non-asshole. I'm going to be positive about everything, and I'm just going to be nice and not say anything negative or make jokes about people.
Kennedy, here, I'm going to blow it up right now. I'm going to make it fall apart right now. So, Doc, you think Barbie's going to come back to Stranger Things in season 4?
I don't think so. She's dead. There's no reason. If she did, like, if she's the American in that fucking thing, I'm going to throw my hands up like Peter Griffin at the movie and go, done. And I'm just, fuck you, Stranger Things. I swear to God, I will.
Here's another one. Ready? So you think LeBron James is right about what he's saying about the China situation?
Oh, my God. Oh, LeBron. Now they're using his picture on their face to hide their identity. And they all love LeBron. Like, they'll even say, like, we love what he is and what he, but we are really upset that he just should have not said anything. All he should have said was Space Jam 2 comes out, blah, 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 in China. And that's all he needed to do. But he's protecting his money. At least Trey and Matt give a big fuck you to China. Somebody does.
Because they don't care.
They don't care about anybody.
They're worth like $100+ million.
Yeah.
And they're just like, whatever.
And Comedy Central is just like, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Muslim idealists or extremists were going to fucking kill them. And they're like, we don't care.
No. The only one they got major shit was with the Scientology. Isaac Hayes quit. And they're like, wait a minute. You had no problem making fun of every other religion that we made fun of. This is where you draw the line.
It sucks though. Like, I wish, like, when he had passed, they did, like, you know, rest in peace, Chef, but they never did that. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, they didn't like the way they turned on him. All right. Well, Kennedy, how can people follow you and find out more about the Zenshi 1 or 9?
Zenshi 89.
Okay, thank you.
Honestly, I'm just video gaming straight now. So, Xbox friends, you can friend me on there, Zenshi 89.
Unless you're looking to play Destiny 2, he doesn't have time for you.
No, I'm actually downloading Overwatch right now for you, bitch.
Are you really? Dude, I'm excited. Fucking A.
I've never played it, so I'll suck for a little while.
I don't play. Like, we actually could be good. I will play competitive because I feel like I do really good playing. And I know Stacey's gotta hate it when I go, of course I'm playing the game because I fucking carried this team. Like, I'm not much of an asshole, but I don't say it on. I'm not on the headset or anything else. But I fucking yes, I'm excited.
It's in here.
Oh, Jesus, I'm excited. Like, more excited than getting my Oogie Boogie, just hearing you guys getting Overwatch. For Xbox, right? Let's clarify. I don't want to be like, well, I got it for the Xbox. PS4, and I got it for the Switch. Fuck you if you did that.
No, because if I have it for the Switch, I could still play with you on Xbox,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and if you...
I'll get it from the Xbox.
And if you got it for the, and if you got it for the Switch, you can buy the box for it with no game in it, because apparently that was a thing. Mm. Yep.
Now, Patrick had Overwatch on the Xbox, so I just downloaded it.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
No, I just freed up mad space on my Xbox One, too.
Excellent.
But I've been playing Black Ops this entire time we're on this show, and I am sucking.
Well, at least
I've
when I had to
playing,
hear...
Dead by Daylight.
I'll play that, too, if you're on, but you're never
on. I'm
on
right now.
Well, I got to watch my horror movie for tonight, so I don't know what that's going to be. You guys, any recommendations for a horror movie? You said Baskets, right?
Basket Case 1. You don't have to watch
sequels. Yes. We watched one the other day.
Mm.
And it was like a B movie, but it wasn't that bad. And it was like, I'll message it to you because it's like Evil in Us or something like that.
Oh, okay,
the Evil Within Us.
Yeah, send it.
But it was a good B rated movie. Like,
if you ever get a chance, check out Harpoon. It's a very low budget. Like, I think they had two locations they saw
that
Harpoon, and most of it shot like in a boat, and it's just really three characters the whole time, and it gets fucking fucked up is what happens.
You know, I don't think I've ever watched movies like that, but there's a movie coming out. It's a horror film with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe called Lighthouse. And they showed the trailer on Hulu, and I was like, I think I might watch this.
We didn't talk about the Ryan Reynolds and what's his name coming out with a movie?
Imaginary Friends movie.
Yeah,
talking about Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming out.
I can't think of his name right now.
John Krasinski?
Yeah, that's something like that.
Mike Wazowski?
Krasinski, you fucking
Krasinski.
Morons?
Is that what it is?
John Krasinski, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they're coming out. And then now rumors also with Ryan Reynolds is Disney's kind of giving them the go ahead for an R-rated Deadpool follow-up.
Yay!
It's not been officially set yet or anything like that. There's still rumors, so if you read them on those shitty rumor websites where I constantly will post, that's a shitty website, do not follow it. Follow Frackin'
Nerds.
Which
I will stop doing from now on.
Yeah, follow Frackin' Nerds on Facebook and Twitter and all the lovely places.
Because Frackin' Nerds tweets out reposts like authentic and accredited sites.
We do. Shut the fuck up. We do. I will not put a comic book resource, maybe we'll do every so often, when they're actually usually Deadline and everything else or IGN. But yeah, not some like John in his basement comic book resource. Not going to put that up. I heard the guy from Venom said that Tom Holland was on set and they shot a scene and it was very good. But then Mickey Mouse showed up and said, no, I do not want that in my movie.
I remember them specifically saying he was on set and they shot a scene.
Okay. I don't think it happened. Joshua, how can they find out about you then?
Shutting me up real quick. Well, I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. They said that Peter Parker met Eddie Brock, not Spider-Man met Venom. So shut the fuck up. Yeah, if you want to like see me post pictures of shit and tweet about shit, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Green Eyed Bebop. And if you want to listen to me talk wrestling whenever I get on the goddamn show because I've been too busy to be on it, You can listen to the Back Row Hecklers podcast where I talk wrestling.
The Back Row Hecklers, where they stand in the front.
Well, no, Joshua
that's just,
does.
That's just me because I'm not sitting. I always get front row because fuck that.
That Red Shield Back Row Hecklers shirt's pretty cool looking.
What Red Shield Back Row Hecklers shirt?
I think it's back row, the one with on your Twitter feed. Not Twitter feed, but the Instagram. I just was looking.
What, the one with the fucking, where I was like, I'm surprised I saw Letterkenny.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a Back Row Hecklers. It's not red. It's like gold, black, and
okay,
red lining. But that I actually get a lot of compliments on that shirt.
Yeah, if the guy was on our show recently, Chris Class, he's the guy who does a lot of t-shirts and made a lot of wrestlers t-shirts. So look him up if you're interested in ideas. He's a very cool guy. Very cool guy.
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell him I gave him a plug on the show. Maybe he'll actually talk about us on the show one day. So I don't know.
I'm actually on the fucking show.
Oh.
I can talk about us on the show. You know what? I know what to do. I know when I'm not wanted anymore.
No, stay. I don't get intimidated by your assholeness, so you can stay. I'll let you be on my D&D group. You can find out more about Frackin' Nerds at Frackin' Nerds on Instagram, Facebook, like I said, Twitter. Or if you want to see what kind of asshole things I say, check out Doc_Martin. Really, what you're going to just follow is me posting animated GIFs to everything Joshua says. Even if I have no connection to what is going on, I will find some kind of animated GIF for a response.
None whatsoever.
Yes. Yes.
And then when I try to do it to him, he just like fucking, he goes around it.
Well, I was like, well, would you set the one with the crying one? Because Nick Frost was supposed to be coming to the Galaxy Con, I think it's called now, here in Louisville. And that was the only guy I was excited about seeing. Like, I was like, as soon as I saw the name, I was like, fuck yeah. I love Shaun of the Dead. I love the show Spaced. I love Nick Frost. I've cosplayed him as many a times. More than Orange Cassidy and over here in New York has, and then he's apparently shooting a film, so he won't be attending. And now I'm like, I don't know. There's a couple of people I want to see. Donnie Cates is going to be there. Mark Silvestro is going to be there. The guy who did Spider Gwen. So a couple of people. What? Shut up. But yeah, I wanted to see Nick Frost so bad. Like, I don't care about, like, you would be excited about one of the voices of JoJo's Bizarre Adventures is going to be there.
Oh, God, no, I don't give two shits about that.
You love that show. You talked about it for a whole week. Don't act like that.
I did, and then you notice how I stopped watching it, right?
Yes.
So,
yes. All right. Well, then that would definitely bring the show. So, for Joshua, all the way over in the East Coast, Mr. Kennedy, over there in Indiana, he could have been sitting here eating nachos with me, which would have been a horrible show of us crunching along the whole time.
Jason Crow would be pissed.
Yes, he would. He'd be like, I don't listen to the show normally, but I wouldn't have listened to that one. This is Doc Martin saying, have a frackin' good week.